I meditate frequently on the cross of Calvary, and that's why more and more God has revealed to me what happened on that cross. I encourage you to meditate on that. And that's why I want to walk this narrow way, which is with so many dangers. This side, I don't want to turn this side, I don't want that side. I don't want to be worldly on one side, and I don't want to be a legalist on the other side. There are two, you know, dangers. One is becoming a worldly type of person, and the others who react against that and make so many laws which God Himself has not made, and you become a legalist and you judge everybody else. I don't want to fall in this cliff or that cliff. Can you just put up that picture of the narrow way? See, this is what it's like to walk the narrow way. There are cliffs on either side. You back away from one cliff, you'll follow the other side. The way to life is narrow. It's not a broad way where you can carelessly walk along, not bothered about this, that, or the other. You have to be extremely careful about each step to keep your conscience clear all the time. And it's a long way till you reach the destination. But it's a very narrow way. Now I want to show you another picture of it. See the next one? You see, this is it. There are demons there trying to attack you. You got your sword, but it's a narrow way in which, and the Lord is there to help you. You don't want to fall over the cliff this side or to fall over the cliff that side. We see numerous Christians, some who fall into worldliness, some who fall into legalism, and the devil doesn't care which side you fall over. How shall we stay on the narrow way? By looking unto Jesus only. Lord, You're my forerunner. I look at You all the time. And He walked that narrow way all His life. He denied Himself. And I'll tell you something. If you stop denying yourself, you fall. This side or that side. You say, Lord, I'm determined to take up the cross and follow Me. He said, if you want to follow Me, take up the cross every day. If you take up the cross every day, you will never slip up, go this side or that side. But if you try to please yourself, there's a danger. Now I want to show you the next picture of how the Lord helps us. See, the devil's always trying to throw water to quench the fire of God in our hearts. Thank God the Holy Spirit's always pouring oil into that fire. That's why it's very important to keep our hearts open to the Holy Spirit. Lord, pour the oil of Your Spirit, the power of Your life into me. Because the devil's always throwing cold water into my fire and cooling me off. There are plenty of people around me in the world who are trying to throw water and cool me off. Be careful. Be careful of people who engage you in gossip. That's a bucket of water. You go from house to house and they tell you this story, that tale. Why do you want to listen to all this rubbish about other people? It's water being thrown. Your fire will get quenched in no time. Or this worldly habit or that worldly habit. There's so many ways in which people... Be careful about things like Facebook. There are many people I know who don't have time for God's book and they're on Facebook. How in the world can they become spiritual? There's water being thrown upon them all the time. So many other things, always on WhatsApp, WhatsApp, WhatsApp. What about hearing what's up there instead of on your phone? Listen to what's up. There's a voice from heaven that's coming. More important than this. You know, you're texting, as I said the other day, most of you got your Bible on the phone. Why not listen to the text which God is writing there in your phone? Why only read the text which somebody else has written? Listen to the Word of God. Then this fire will not quench your fire. I've seen numerous Christians. The fire is quenched in their life. Because you can't stop the devil from throwing water on your fire. He's always trying it through other people and everything else. That's why we have to avoid certain people in the world. Do you know that? Anybody who I feel, oh my, getting contact with him, he's always depressing me and he's always quenching my fire. Why in the world do you listen to them then? Let me show you a word and show you two verses. Romans chapter 16. Turn with me to Romans 16. This is the Bible. This is what the Holy Spirit says to protect you. We read that Jesus can keep you from falling. But Jesus can keep you from falling only if you listen to this word. Romans 16, verse 17. It's easy to remember, the last chapter of Romans 16:17. I urge you, my brothers and sisters, keep your eye open for those who cause divisions. That means even in those early days, there were Christians who caused divisions in the church. Don't shut your eyes to that. Keep your eyes open. And who cause hindrances contrary to the teaching which you have heard, who don't want to hear about the new covenant, who don't want to hear about victory over sin. What should you do? Turn away from them. Is that a word which says in scripture, which says turn away from people who are causing divisions? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the fire He's trying to put into your life. Because those guys are trying to put cold water on you. Turn away from them. But you don't turn away from them, and the fire goes out of your life and you become worldly. Who have you got to blame? Yourself. You got to be very careful with whom you associate. Turn with me to another verse. 2 Timothy. I'm trying to show you scripture. Please know these verses well. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 22. Flee from youthful lusts. Good exhortation. And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Not alone. You can't do it alone. Along with certain type of people. With those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Look around for people who are calling on the Lord from a pure heart, who got no grudge against anybody, who got no complaint, and who really want Jesus. Who don't even want you to be a member of their church, who want you to follow Jesus. Look for such people. As I've said before, 43 years we planted churches. I have never once in my life asked any person to join our church, anywhere in the world. I point you to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Follow Him. And if you decide to join our church, that's your choice. But I will not tell you. You must make that choice yourself. Many, many places, everywhere in the world, you ask anybody, Brother Zach asked you to join his church? Not one person in the world will tell you I did that. I never even tried to coax a person. I urge them to look at Jesus. I say, turn away from sin and follow Jesus Christ. And join whichever church you feel you want to be. But I want you to follow Jesus. Follow those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. People are write to me from all parts of the world. Which church shall I join? I say, look for those who don't cause divisions. And those who are calling upon the Lord with a pure heart. Who want Jesus. And try and find a church which have got many communities in them. Because heaven is going to be like that. Where there's every tribe, tongue and nation, people and nation. You want to be prepared for heaven, learn to get along with people who are different from you on earth itself. Otherwise, you'll get what they call a culture shock when you go to heaven. So better get used to it here. So that's the type of person who will help you to be on the narrow way. I want to meet people who will help me to be on the narrow way all the time. The narrow path that leads to the kingdom of God. That narrow, narrow way where others will help not. You know, not only the devil, I'll tell you this. The devil doesn't always hit us directly. He uses people. Do you know the people who preached to Job? It wasn't the devil. It was people through whom, hey, Job, accusing him, your children must have committed some sin. That's why they died and all this type of thing. Accusing him. The devil uses people. So it's not the devil coming and throwing water. He's got agents throw water on your fire. But you know, you meet with certain people and you find you cool off after meeting them. And your devotion to the Lord is gone and you're more involved in gossip and backbiting. What did that guy succeed in doing to you? Cooling you off. I don't want to meet with such people. I say, dear brother, you please go your way. Excuse me, but I want to go another way. I want to fellowship with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And you say, you know, that's a question people ask. Call, you know, we read that verse, 2 Timothy 2. Call those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And you may say, how in the world do I know whether a person's pure heart is pure or not? Good question. There's an answer to it. What did Jesus say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you listen to what a person is talking about. Is it gossip? That's what's in his heart. Is it challenging you to follow Jesus better? That's what's in his heart. It's very easy to find out who's got a pure heart. If he's talking about purity, he's got a pure heart. If he's talking gossip, he's got a gossiping heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, the mouth is the overflow valve of the heart. Your heart gets filled up and overflows through your mouth. So you can very easily find out what's in people's heart. I just got to listen to him for a little while. And I say, hey, I don't want that. Thank you. That's why Paul says, keep yourself away from those who cause divisions, from those who are gossiping, those who are trying to draw you away from Christ into something else. Let it be anything. Who are not helping you to see Jesus more clearly, not challenging you to be more godly. Stay away from them. If you want to stay on that narrow way, if you want to be in the resurrection of the righteous, if you want to keep your conscience clear before God and men all the time, that's a narrow way that leads to life.